bless your holy name. Give you all the adoration. We esteem you. We extol thee. We claim your blessings. Oh God, we give you all the acclamation. And we just praise you and give you the glory. Thank you for all those who are joining us on the blog line, Lord, from all over the world, in every nation, every country. Thank you for it, Lord. And we just thank you for the vision that you gave to us. We lift you up and give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. God, we love you. We thank you because you're in the room. I even feel your presence in the room. And when you're in the room, everything is subject to you. All cancer, all diabetes, all high blood and low blood and sickle cell and all anything I can name is subject to you. Oh, God, thank you because you are the creator of all things. And everything you created will obey you. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, bless the prayer line today. Forgive all sin everywhere. And take the prayer line up, 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 up. Thank you for speaking to me on last night and telling me that you're getting ready on the prayer line to triple the prayer line, too. Thank you for it. Every person. Oh, my God. So many people have done so much for this prayer line. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, help us for this day. Forgive all sin and cover us with the blood of Jesus. Take the prayer line up, 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 up. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for faith that really moves you. For we can't doubt you. We know too much about you. Yeah. Thank you for granting these prayer requests and everything I do and ask. It's in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God. We ask it and praise you for it. Thank you for great health, great strength. Thank you for mind stayed on thee and for so many blessings that you've given to us. We praise you. And God, you helped me to prophesy that something spectacular is going to happen. And God, I thank you because it's coming quickly. Something spectacular is going to happen. And it's going to position us to do things. And it's going to hard to explain it. But thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless all of you who are awake. Wake up in the name of Jesus. And God has been very good to you. Don't be like the disciples in the garden. He had to ask him, can y'all at least pray with me 1 hour? And they were sleeping on the Lord. But we have learned our lesson. Amen. What we have, he gave us. And who we are, he made us. And where we come from, he taught us. He brought us, rather. And what we know, he taught us. And the roof over our head, he provided for us, and the shoes and clothing on our back, and our clothing, he provided for us. And so, there's a word, eucharisteo, which simply means that we honor him and praise him. Yeah, he's the one who's worthy of all praise and all honor. So, let's speak to the Lord like, you know, you don't want him to come in the room and you ignore him. Amen. That's not a good feeling, no. So let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. He's in our room.
Lord, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Oh, you're so beautiful.
Good morning, Lord. God, we're coming to bring you praise and adoration.
Oh,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
Those wise men who came to you brought gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We have no gold, we have no frankincense, or myrrh, Lord. What we do bring of ourselves, and we bring you praise in the name of Jesus. Where's your praise level this morning? Praise check, everybody. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We bring you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We glory in you. Yeah, thank you, thank you. Open your mouth and tell him thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Open your mouth and tell him thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We praise you. We give you adoration. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for raising us. Thank you for bringing us up. Thank you for turning things around. Thank you for making us a head and not the tail. Glory. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. This is the day that you made. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise. Glory to your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
We praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And give you the glory and adoration. And we do it all in the name of Jesus. For the glory of God. And thank God. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning to you all. And we praise God for you. Good morning to you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide, the prayer and praise convention line, where people come together all over the world. We don't come together for denomination. Many of us are all kind of denominations, amen. But we lay down every denomination and come together to praise the Lord. And might say this, sisters only, and I issued it out last night. The Lord is saying that he wants his praises to come together. I mean, we got to drop all this stuff. It hasn't gotten us very far at all. We got to drop all these denominational lines when it comes to praising God. We got to drop it. We don't go to him and say, I'm Baptist, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. No. We don't go to him and say, I'm Church of God in Christ. No, no, no. That don't mean nothing to him. He will receive our praise, and he will receive adoration. But it has to come from our hearts. Can't be about anybody or any group. It has to be from our hearts, giving him praise and adoration. God is bringing his people together in this last day and last time. And I'm putting out a call to all the praisers across the country. Help me get the word out to all the praisers. I'm asking them to come to Jacksonville, Arkansas on June the 11th through the 14th. There are instructions that the Lord will give for his end time, you might say, glorious revolution that he'll bring about. Instructions for his for the end time moving of God. Amen. And he told me that your assignment to tell the people, not only you on the prayer line, but across the country, an assignment is given to you to be there and for his people to come together. Amen. That's on June 11th through the 14th. Well, now, who's putting this together, Jesus? Well, now, what bishop is in charge, Jesus? Bishop Jesus. Now, what denomination is this? This is the Jesus denomination. Well, now, who's going to get the glory, Jesus? All right, so come for the Lord Jesus. I've been saying this. All right, I won't bother that, Lord. And I want to just tell you that we're coming together on June the 11th through the 14th. Make your reservations in the name of Jesus. Go to the hotel in the name of Jesus. Come to the meetings in the name of Jesus. Let somebody bless you. Who? Jesus. Let somebody lift you up. Who? Jesus. Let somebody heal your body there. Who? Jesus. You need money to get there? Go to Jesus. He will make a way out of no way. And he's on the throne. And so we're promoting Jesus everywhere. And if that's not who you're about, then perhaps you need to get saved and then come for Jesus. Amen. We're not coming for any big names. No, no. God has been showing me how to make his name hot. Yeah. And we're going to promote Jesus all the way. Well, now, some of y'all move because certain names going to be there. Well, you need to reevaluate your spirituality. Because when the clarion call is coming from the Lord Jesus Christ and Jesus comes back, he's not going to call no big names. When he cracks to the sky, he's not going to call any names. I believe the Lord showed me what he's going to say. He's going to say, come forth, and those who are in Christ will come forth. Where do you get that from, Dr. Johnson? I got it from the Word of God. Uh-huh. Lazarus was in the grave. He was there so long until his body stinketh. And Jesus stepped to the graveside, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus got up with grave clothes on and came forth. But when Jesus comes back this time, he's not going to call your name, Lazarus' name, or nobody's name. He's just going to break through the clouds and step out on nothingness. And you'll hear the voice of the Lord open up and simply say, come forth! And the people of God are going to come forth. Amen. All the people of God are going to come forth everywhere. Who's on the Lord's side makes me mighty happy. Who's on the Lord's side? All right, God bless all of you this morning. Won't you get your praise reports and give them for the glory of the Lord? Everybody ought to remember what the Lord has done for you. If he's been good to you, you ought to remember it. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if God's done something for you, you all not mind telling it. I want somebody to go back 10, 20 years and get something that he's done for you. And you remember that. I taught him at Amazing Grace last Sunday that the scripture that says, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, in Philippians 3:13. It's not talking about the things that the Lord did for you. You're not supposed to get those things. It's talking about your past life in the world. Amen. Now, you get a testimony from those things, but you don't embrace the yearning for them to go back into the world and things like that. But if you can remember, you're not supposed to forget what he's done for you, because that gives you a latitude and a faith to believe him for greater works, yeah, than he did before. So if you got a testimony, we call them praise reports. You can go back to old school and say testimony. That's fine with me. But we're going to call them praise reports on this prayer line here. And if you got a praise report, amen, and you want to get it out, when I say the line is open to you, jump in there and get your praise report out. Amen. Thank you for all your prayers for Mother Edley Johnson. She's getting strength, more strength. Amen. She's bouncing back. She's talking about the day when she would come back to church. So she's getting more strength. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. The line is open to you if you want to give a praise report of what the Lord did for you. Open up now. You should have been thinking about those things while I was talking. And coming off of mute, you don't let me say praise report and then try to come off of mute. I brought a message about anticipation. Anticipate what we're doing here. You know we're going to say praise reports. Anticipate and be there. Amen. Come off of mute now and be there ready to give you a praise report. All right. The line is open to you. Who has the first praise report? God bless you.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Good morning. This is Evangelist Tanya from Arizona, area code 480. I just thank God for everything he has done for me. You said go back 20 years. Well, it's been exactly 20 years. I just thank God for delivering me from crack cocaine, from the streets, from homelessness. I thank God for delivering me, just making ways out of no ways. It was nobody but him, and it has been 20 years. I thank God for saving me 20 years ago. Amen. I just give God all the praise and honor and glory. And so many things he has done since then, you know, bringing me from that and delivering me from that. I just give God all the glory because I know there's nobody but him. He'll clean you up, make you look like you ain't never did nothing. And I just thank you. Amen. Jesus.
And let me say to you, you are well-trained. I'm an advocate of well-trained people. It bothers me for people who are not trained. But you're well-trained. Who trained you? Amen. Sister Latanya, who trained you?
Well, the Holy Ghost trained me, but I came up in Outreach Ministries Incorporated back in 1995. I got saved, delivered, and set free. Amen. And I served in that ministry for 12 years, and then the Lord led me somewhere else. Amen.
Amen. And now who brought you to this line?
And I thank God for Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern. Amen. Amen. And I came to Peace of God back in 2008. And God had me serve there for a couple years, and I've stayed connected. I've stayed connected from this time on. Amen.
God bless you. All right. Well, we appreciate you, and you have come in. One of the things I like when I take people in Amazing Grace is some people come in and they're workers. You can tell when they're workers. They come in working, and you have certainly come to this line working. I want to commend you, Sister Latanya. God bless you so much, and so many others. Amen. But I appreciate you today. Thank you so very much. All right, anybody else have a praise report? If you do, somebody has their radio on or whatever. And can y'all hear me? All right. I wish somebody would check your line. And if that music goes off when you push mute, then that's your line. Everybody push mute. Push mute. All right, somebody had pushed mute. Amen. Push the mute on your line. Amen. See, that was probably your line who, the last people who pushed mute, one of y'all. So learn to detect things like that if your line is causing a problem. And I can't say it sweet like some lady. You got to understand I'm a man. Men don't talk like women, real men. So sometimes we're a little harder than other people. But we got to be who we are. And then we get the job done. God bless you. All right. I'm not, you know, doing like, oh, thank you, darlings. And all. No, that's not me. Amen. But you know, I appreciate you so much for taking care of that problem. All right, somebody else with the praise report, the line is open to you. Anybody else? Has God been good to you? Jump in there.
Mary Lacey.
God bless you.
I come this morning just to say thank you, God, for all that you have done. My mind go back to 1988 when I had cancer, bad cancer. The doctor said that I was getting ready to go to the women's convention. An honor to him, National Ambassador Johnson, and Mother Sister Betty, and Mother Johnson. I remember very well I was getting ready to go to the women's convention, and I was trying to make ready. I happened to go to the doctor for a checkup, and when I went to the doctor for a checkup, he said that he would get back to me after I'd had the x-rays in a couple of days. So I was up in Milwaukee singing for Dr. Jesse Jackson, who was running for president. And as I was singing, I noticed that the ushers rushed in with an emergency message. The doctor said that if I was out of town, I needed to get back right away. And I wondered to myself, what did they want? But I finished my singing thing and then got in my car and come home. When I went to the doctor the next morning, he said to me, we got to get you to the hospital right away because cancer is traveling through your body like smoke. And we must get you there so we can do something. We're going to have surgery right away. But I tell you, I asked the doctor, it was so close to the women's convention, and I'd made all of these plans that if I could wait until I come back. He said, no, no, you can't wait. And I told him, I said, well, you just have to make me wait because I'm going to the convention. And I went to the women's convention, and while I was there, oh, God, Mother got up and pointed across the room where there was about 4,000 people and said, somebody in here this morning at the 6 o'clock prayer, he's got cancer in their body. They don't know which way to go. And she called Mary, and she said, I want Mary to say. And when she said that, five or six people stood up or more. But she said, there's a person in here with a last name start with an L. He said, I want you to remain standing and rest it out. I remained standing in one door. Dr. Bishop Clemens came out and said, come running, young lady. And I tell you, I left flying down that hall like a kite. When I got there, he laid his hands on me, and I was totally delivered from cancer. Thank God for that. I thank him for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My mother. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Go ahead, Dr. Lacey.
Jesus. I just knew that I wasn't going to make it back home, and they had called my son, who was stationed in Germany, and told him he needed to get home because that's the only birth son that I had. And his lieutenant, or whosoever he was, told him, said, well, son, you need to go. We're going to have to let you go. They didn't want to let him go, but he begged him. He said, let me go. Let me go. I got to go home and see about my mother. And when he got there, I met him at the airport. He said to me, Mama, why are you here? You're supposed to be in the hospital. They told me you were going to die with cancer. But I told him, God saved me. God delivered me. God gave me another chance. And I thank him this morning for the opportunity to make 77 on the 17th of March.
Mm.
Been through the storm and rain, but I made it. If you ask me how, I'm going to tell you, I just don't know, but I made it. Hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, what a wonderful testimony. Thank you, and Master-elect Dr. Mary Lacey. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Right. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank
glory,
you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory. The line is open to anybody else. You have a testimony. You have a praise report. The line is open to you. Who else has a praise report? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Christopher in Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanking God and just praising God. About maybe 15 years ago, I was driving in the rain one night, and I hit a telegram pole. And when
I hit
that telegram pole, my car went up in flames. I had two small babies in the back seat, strapped in those car seats. And I had on a leather coat, my airbag deployed. And because I had that coat on, the acid from that bag did not burn my skin. I was able to get those babies out the back seat. And when I looked back at that car, all it was a blaze of flame. And the next day, I looked at that car, and all it was a frame. You could see all through that car. And I just thank God for sparing us. Those babies are 24 and 25 years old today. We all could have been dead and gone. And I just thank God for sparing us and just asking God to let me be what he wants me to be in him.
My God. These testimonies are certainly giving God a miracle praise for glory. I tell you something. Thank you so much. Anybody else want to tell them the goodness of Jesus? Yeah, my God.
Yeah,
the line is opening.
This is Mother Wilson.
I begin to think
about how many times that God has spared me and done great things for me. As Sister Christopher was testifying about what the Lord done for her, I began to think about, I was driving down the highway, and I was driving, I guess, about 55 or 60 miles an hour, and my car started just clicking, 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 clicking. And I began to pray and said, God, you know the reason why I'm going, you know how I'm going, and you know the devil is trying to stop me. Please fix this car and don't let it happen. I don't know what was going on, but it was really clicking like the wheels or something was going on. But do you know, God straightened that thing out, and I haven't heard that in that car since. And that's been about 8 or 10 years ago. God is good. It's a many things I could say and tell about what the goodness of God is, because they was looking for cancer with me. And the Lord told me when I left the doctor's office that year, said, drink plenty of water. And I began to drink water. My blood count was down to 11. But when I went back for a checkup, it had come up. And they haven't found cancer even today. And that's been years ago. God is good.
Thank you. I guess the Lord is trying to tell you all that you don't forget the things he's done for you.
Oh,
I've been giving my testimony about how he healed me of asthma for years and years. And every time I give it, people are healed and blessed and delivered and saved. All over the world they've been saved. And I've given that testimony about how I was born with asthma. I couldn't breathe correctly to save my life. Every time I would wake up, I had asthma attacks every time in the morning and night. But at age 12, I went to school and saw a saxophone. And came home so excited and said, Mama, they got the saxophone. They told me I could bring it home if you let me. She said, you can't blow no horn, boy. You don't have enough wind to blow a horn. And I kept pleading with her. And finally I told her, they're making fun of me at school. They said, I can't do nothing. I ain't going to be nothing. I ain't going to never be nothing. And I need to blow the horn. And she gave me permission to bring it home, and I began to try to blow the horn. And by age 17, I learned to blow the horn. I was going in the nightclub here in Kansas City on 7th Street down at 7th and Chelsea, a little south of there. And with a group called the Modern Jazz Prophets. I wasn't blowing for the Lord. I was blowing for Bernard. And never forget it. One day I was walking down the street at 12th Street here in Kansas City, Kansas. Amen. And never forget it. I was convicted in my heart about my sins. And I looked up to heaven and said, Lord, I've heard that you're a doctor in the sick room, a lawyer in the courtroom, and a bridge over troubled waters. If you're truly real, and I want you to take this asthma out of my lungs and heal me. And if you do, I'll blow for you the rest of my life. Well, that day, the Lord spoke to me, but he didn't speak to me about the hitting me in my asthma. He said, Bernard, your life is messed up. Give me your life and see what I'll do for you. Because if you give me your life, I'll take you before kings and queens and presidents and men of great authority. And that day, I gave Jesus my heart, my soul, my mind. He came in and saved me on the street. I didn't have no witnesses around me, but Jesus. And I gave my heart to Jesus on the street. Walked down the street to this church. Mom was there. And when I walked in, my sister saw me at the door, and I read her lips. She said, you look so different. Are you saved? And I said, yes. And she told my mother, Mother Johnson went to shouting. And her sister, Aunt Millie Downs, she asked them, what was Eddie shouting about? And they said, Bernard got saved. She looked at me and saw the difference. She went to shouting. And fire caught on all around the church. And I didn't know anything about shouting, but I got loose to that. I went to shouting, praising God. And I was going to put my horn down because I didn't know you could blow a horn in the church. It had never been introduced to the church ever as a legitimate instrument for the church. But the Lord told me, said, Bernard, don't put your horn down. Just change your song. And I changed my song to Amazing Grace and Only What You Do for Christ Will Last. One day when I was blowing that at home, I blew it so long and so powerfully until I passed out and lost consciousness and fell out. And all I remember is when I came myself that day, I heard a voice say, Bernard, check your lungs. And I checked my lungs and that asthma that I had for 17 years, every day, chronic asthma, it was gone completely. And I've never had it since. I promised God I'd blow for him. He said, I'll take you before kings and queens and presidents. I've been before kings and queens and many, many presidents. I'm blowing for them. I blew for the president of Kenya. And they said, I know you're thrilled to play for him, man. I said, no, I was honored, but I wasn't thrilled. They said, he's like a king here in Kenya. Why would you be thrilled? I said, because every time I blow for anybody, I remember that I'm really blow for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so let me tell you something. It's been a great journey to blow for the Lord and to now minister for the Lord through my preaching and blowing and every way I can do it. So I remember that's been many years ago. You have to look back over your shoulder and not forget what the Lord has done for you. It's that testimony that saves people. It's that testimony that gets people healed. The one that the enemy wants to try to make you forget and stop telling about how you gave your kidney away, about how you did this. That's the enemy that wants you to tell it. And he'll tell you, oh, they heard that and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's the devil. Because he doesn't want you to tell it because it convicts people and it causes people to come to Jesus Christ. Don't forget what the Lord has done for you, how the Lord brought you through. Never forget it and never stop telling your testimony. God bless all of you. I do have time. I'm going to take time for about two or three others. You got a praise report? The line is open to you.
Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Mother Fred from North Carolina. Yeah, I was calling to tell you about my testimony. It's been over 10 years now, but I was on 95 going south, and I about 9:30 at night, and I fell asleep at the wheel on 95, and we was weary that night. We were going to pick up my other son, and honey, I fell asleep, and that car rolled off, came off, and went into a wooded area. And it was a big, big oak tree, and a big pine tree. And it was going heading toward that pine tree. If that tree had hit me, I would have been dead. But God's grace. Mm. So, I woke up three times, both of us got that steering wheel, and we was able to turn it from hitting that, and we went into the bushes. And you know what? God has spared me, and somebody saw me and called the cops, and I called the truck AAA, and they was able to pull me out that branch of trees I went. Didn't miss that tree, just missed it. And I was able to go down the road and pick my son up, and that's been over 10 years ago, and I thank God, because I could have been gone that night.
Yes, you could have been, Mother. It was the Holy Ghost, the Lord, to save you from that tree. My. And thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And sparing your life. Amen. He spared your life. Because I got a testimony about how the Lord saved me from things like that. And I'm telling you, the next day after the Lord saved me, I heard on the news, Betty was there, I heard on the news how a man hit a tree and he was killed instantly. So the enemy was trying to kill you that night, Mother. But God said not so, and spared your life. See, a lot of folk I'm talking to on this line, you know you should have been dead in your grave 10 years ago, 20 years ago, but God spared your life. And I hear the Lord saying, stir up the gift. Stir it up. Amen. For the next few days, I'm going to be asking you to stir up the gift. Oh, my God. Not only just this day, but all next week, let's stir up the gift. Maybe I'll make that not the theme for next week. Stir up the gift. Amen. God bless you. Let me see here. Anybody else want to give a praise report? We'll take time.
God bless you. The Lord blessed me, and he's been there for me all of the time. The Lord has delivered me from some crazy stuff, and I thank God today I'm yet saved and alive. This is Pastor Williams. Amen. And the Lord have taken me from the backwoods of sin, and now I'm a preacher for him. God bless you. Love all of you. Have a blessed day.
God bless you, Pastor Williams. Good to hear your voice. Amen. Wonderful.
Good to hear yours, and it's a blessing to be heard. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. Anybody else real quick here? Because I'm getting ready to change over and do something else. Go ahead.
This is Sister Johnson in Texas. I praise God this morning for all that he is for me, to me. And truly, the Lord keep doing great things for me over and over and over again. My mind goes back to 1985, and we were on a church trip going to our state convention. And there was about a 50-something passenger bus, and it was raining, and the bus hydroplaned. And several people died that day, including my aunt that sit right next to me. The bus driver's wife that sit right in front of me. And then another person right behind me. And it was so much death, but God spared my life. My daughter was on the bus. My niece was on the bus. But I want you to know the Lord allowed me to see that death can be all around you. And not ready for me to go. No reason why I should not have gone. The fact that death was just next to me, in front of me, and behind me. But the Lord said no. And I am continually praising God and giving him all the glory. Thank him for allowing me to do the work that he would have me to do. I'm praising God. And when I get past this journey that I'm going through right now with my husband, but I know the Lord still have a work for me to do. And I thank him for it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just brought back my memories today. Ask you to continue to pray for me.
Now, this is Sister Johnson from Texas, or who is this?
Yes, sir.
Wow, wow, what a testimony. Wow. And the person in front of you, behind you, and beside you got killed.
Yes,
and
sir.
Here you are. God spared your life for sure. Yes. Amen. Did y'all hear that testimony? My God, have mercy. Yeah. How could she ever forget what the Lord has done for her? No. That'd be impossible. Thank God. All right. We love all of you, and we thank you. I know they stirred up the gift. Amen. If you got your gift stirred up to tell it, I'll take time. Anybody else? One more. Anyone else?
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is Ambassador Stith, and every testimony stirred up something in me this morning, and I just want to tell God that I love him. Through all the years of everything he ever delivered me from, it reminded me of the times when I've had accidents and the car was smashed, like a smashed together, and I got out. They told me all I did was lift up my hand and said, "Thank you, Jesus," and fell on the ground. I thank him this morning for that. I thank God for a time when I was diagnosed with abnormalities in my body, and I had to go to Jesus, and I just want to thank him for that this morning. I thank God for another accident that I had. Jesus, glory to God, and he spared me once again. I thank God. About 7 years ago, I was in the hospital, and they thought I wasn't going to make it because I had food poisoning. I was there for 7 days, didn't even know that I was there, and they couldn't find exactly what it was. And I had a visitation from an angel. I began to tell God, thank you, thank you, thank you. I remember when I went through a divorce, and I thought it was the most horrible thing you could ever experience in your life. I felt empty, wounded, lied to, hurt, abandoned, left for dead. Glory! Ha! And I didn't think I was going to make it, and I thought I was about to lose my mind because all I knew was the church. All I knew is what the church taught me. Glory, glory, glory. And all through my life, thank you, Jesus. I praise God for my parents, for they've taught me holiness. They taught me how to stand. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. All my life I've had to deal with prejudiceness at an age of 58 and a have. I had to deal with people with jealousy. Oh, God, they're trying to stop you, trying to hinder you. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory, glory.
But I thank God for the word that says the race is not given, or the battle is not given to the
neither to the strong.
Don't let that stop you. The one that endures it to the end. I thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus. I remember just a couple of years ago when I had another accident. I was in Nashville, Tennessee, doing a residency, and a truck came through. Glory. He hydroplaned. Glory to God on the freeway, saints. And the truck that yield in the air over that rental car sent over our car, and the rig was just hanging on the other side of the road. And I couldn't do nothing but get out and say, there is a God. I don't have to say somewhere. I knew it had to be God. The people on the highway knew it had to be God when a truck hydroplaned over your car and the cab just sits there in the air. Thank you. But the most wound in my life that's carried me is when that umbilical cord would almost cut from me and my mother when she passed. The struggles over the last 12, 15 years being right there. And I hear Sister Sheila many mornings crying out, she missed her mother. I know, my sister. But remember the legacy where she put in you. And all the saints on the line, I love you. I enjoyed the testimony. I couldn't do nothing but stop and just thank God. I just thank him this morning. I know I'm using hyper, but you all touched my soul. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I know there's more for me in this life.
Thank
I refuse
you.
To give up. Glory, glory,
glory.
Glory, and I thank God for this prayer line. Thank God for your chief, your mother, your family, all the ambassadors. Thank the God.
Thank
and all
you.
The mothers across this line, you bless me every morning. Every morning I get joy when I come on this line. Thank you.
If I could, I'd thank you 1,000 times. And the Holy Ghost said, why don't you? Oh, yeah. Let me have another praise report. Somebody else who can remember. You're looking back and remember what God did for you. I'm going to take time this morning. Amen. We may not get the prayer request today. But unless I do a couple of emergency prayer requests. But if you've got a testimony, the line is open to you, darling. Go ahead.
This is Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Wilson again. I know
yes,
you
ma'am.
Can help me. I want to say this, that God has blessed me and healed me of a busted sinus drain. When my baby was about 4 years old, I had a wisdom tooth pulled. They busted my sinus drain. They said nothing would do it but surgery. But I went and I suffered and I prayed and I fast and I looked like my whole face was getting numb. But I kept going to prayer and seeking the Lord for my healing. That's when I had the tooth pulled. I heard the Lord say healing or surgery. And they told me they could put a catheter in there, connect those sinus drains back. I couldn't blow my nose. I couldn't do anything but just infection. But you know, God come in, and he touched and he healed my body. And I couldn't blow my nose. I couldn't do anything. But now it runs, and I can blow. And I just thank God for the healing power that he brought to me. The devil told me that a young boy was 4 years old. He had cancer bad as a grown person on his shoulder. God healed him. And he's about 40 years old now. And I tell you, the devil told me, say, you see, he done got healed, and you still walking around with your clinic. But I told the devil he was a liar. And God healed me. And I'm blowing and couldn't hardly breathe this morning. And I got up and sat up ever since about 4:30. And I'm breathing pretty good. It seemed like I had asthma or something that was coming out down in my throat. But I'm breathing pretty good now. And I'm blowing my nose, too. Thank God for the healing power.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Thank you, Mother. All right, go ahead.
I was saying he put the sinus drain back together.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, I know that's another blessing right there. All right, anybody else?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the
Lord. Yes, ma'am.
And it like I can tell it how good God been to me. Oh, he brought me a long way. Oh, I just got so much to tell. It would take me from now until death do me a part. I just thank God for his goodness, his mercy, and all that he has done for me. Oh, he does some wonderful things for me. He brought me out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Oh, he put my foot on a rock to stay. I said, Lord, if you need anybody to go, here am I. I'll go. And that stands today. God has been so good to me. He has blessed me so many times. He brought me out so many times. I've been talked about. I've been misused, but that's all right, but I made it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
always put me on the back burner. They think they can do things, just set me back. Oh, she can't do nothing. But that's all right. God is showing them right today. He is showing them the last always first, and the first always last. And I just thank God because, he's been good. He's been good. He's been good. That's all I got to say. He's been good.
Yes, ma'am.
Sanctify me, and he filled me with the precious Holy Ghost. Oh, he's been good to me. And
beautiful.
I thank you.
Beautiful, Mother. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Is there another one? Is there one more?
Yes, this is Sister Gwen Sykes, area code 314.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the Lord just really, truly been good to me. I think in 2001, I lost my sister of lung cancer. And 6 months after that, my other sister was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And we started praying. And she recovered from that, thank God. And about 2 months after that, my daughter-in-law came up with ovarian cancer. And she was healed from that. And, Lord, about 5 years after that, my brother was diagnosed with throat cancer. And I said again, I said, the devil is a liar. And I kept on praying, thanking the Lord. And in 2010, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And God has been so good to me. He delivered me from breast cancer. Just 2 months ago, my cousin was at a repast, and she got sick, went to the hospital, and they told her that they saw a mass on her kidney. Well, I want you all to know that that was 2 months ago, and today she's back at work. They removed the kidney, and she's doing just fine. God is a good God.
Yes,
God had really been good to us, and I just want to thank the Lord, and I could never forget that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. All right. These are, some phenomenal testimonies have gone forth here this morning. And I just felt led just to hear these testimonies of the goodness of Jesus. I can take one more. Anybody else? You got a testimony? You got a praise report of what God did for you? Look back over your shoulder. And you want to give it. If so, the line is open to you.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Gina. And I just want to thank God as I was listening to the sister's testimony about how the Lord healed people in her family of cancer. I think back in 2012, I was diagnosed with lung cancer from secondhand smoke. And during that time, I'm just going to make this very short. In the process of that, when they did the surgery, and I came out. But in the process, I coded that same night on February 14th. And the Lord spoke to me, took me on a journey then. I had a visitation, like I was going through a CAT scan or something. But the Lord was ministering to me the entire while, letting me know that I had work to do. I got in a hurry about it. I was in the hospital, well, in ICU alone, 53 days, because when I came back to, it was February 17th that I remember, and the nurse sitting in the room telling me, welcome back. I continued to stay connected to the prayer line the entire while. After about 14 days in ICU, they put me on the ward a couple of days and let me go home. I went home but was rushed right back to the hospital with blood clots in my lungs. And it was like the enemy was telling me, I got you now. Having a blood clot, they discovered I had no white blood cells, no immune system. INR number dropped down to 1.2 as my white blood cell count. Dropped down to 1.2 and they couldn't get it up. They kept me in that ICU unit during that time. I was weighing 85 pounds. Skinny until I had to lay on pillows. It was hurting me so bad just to lay on the bed. And I was giving up. God, saints on the prayer line, every morning the nurse would come in the room and dial into the prayer line for me and just lay the phone on the bed. And you all kept praying for me. Thank you, Jesus. The prayers of the saints continued to go up. I remember one day when I just said, this is it. I can't fight this anymore. I received a call from Mother Adley Johnson, and she said, baby, I know you're weak. She said, but just lay the phone down beside you. She said, I got to rebuke death out of that room. That old woman began to pray and rebuke from my room. I wouldn't eat. I couldn't eat. I didn't want to see food or look at food. About an hour later, someone named Dr. Louise Lyons called and she said, you know what? I got to shut the back door. She prayed. You all kept praying for me. They kept, they wouldn't release me from the hospital because of the low blood count. After about 50th day, the doctor came in the room and I told him, I said, you know what? I told the nurse first. I said, I hate I had that surgery. If I would have known I was going to go through all this, I never would have had it. And I started crying. She went in there and got the doctor. The doctor came back in my room and he said, you know what? Had you not had that surgery, you would not have lived 6 months because it was spreading so fast in your lung. He said that lung cancer is the most dangerous one out because it spreads fast. I began to thank the Lord, but I wouldn't give up. I called my church mother at the time, and I told her, Mother, I said, they won't let me out of this hospital until my blood count get up to, my INR number get up to at least a 2.5. She said, don't give up. She said, keep on believing God. because he's a blood regulator. I spoke to Dr. Johnson about it, and I told him the same thing. And I remember one day I was talking to him, and he just started singing that song, "I'm Healed by the Wounds in His Side." A week later, I was walking out of that hospital. The doctor told me, he was just told me all kinds of things to do, but he said, "I know who you are." He said, "I told you you had blood clots. They're gone. Your INR number was down. It's now up to a 2.4. He said, "You had cancer. There's no more sign of cancer." They had me coming back every 6 months. But saints, I'm here to tell you all today, no more cancer, no more blood clots. And my INR number, the last time I checked it, was a 3.9. Thank you, Jesus. I'm alive today. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is healing the blessing business. Be sealed, Mother Johnson from Kansas City. Oh, I enjoyed that testimony because I know God is real. Thought I'd have been going on out of here, but thank God I'm still alive. Listening to your voice makes me feel better.
Thank you.
The Lord is blessing me, and I thank God. I don't know what He wants to do with me. Just like I said, I was so tired, but I'm getting better. The Lord is blessing me, giving me strength. Well, I can move around through the house a little bit. I thank the Lord for that. But I'm saying keep on praying for Brother Johnson, because I don't know whatever the Lord wants me to do. I'm ready to get out of here, but whatever He wants me to do, I'm ready. So keep praying for this old lady. This old lady needs your help. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. Amen. And
My, hallelujah, Jesus. Whoa. Crucial.
God bless all y'all today. We've had. Amen. Amen. Hold on just a minute. She wants to mention her gift. God bless you.
I want to let you know I'm so thankful for all the gifts and all the kind words and all the prayers that has gone up for Mother Johnson and old Dr. What's his name? Bishop Hagin and Lady Hagin. I appreciate you all. Yeah, I hadn't forgot about Mother Johnson. God bless you a whole lot. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Fischer. I haven't forgotten you. I appreciate it. And another lady, I forget her name, but God
bless you. Mary Hendrick.
Sister who?
Hendrick.
Hendrick. Hendrick.
I understand.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, so God bless you all right. So keep me in your prayers, okay?
Okay. All right. God bless you, Mom.
Bye.
Amen.
Bye.
She's got her great faculties and senses.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, I test her. I said, Mom, I said, since you're getting ready to get on out of here, do you want me to keep this money that the Ambassador Hagin and Bishop Hagin, Ambassador Bishop Hagin sent you? You won't need it up in heaven. You got streets paid with gold. She said, but I ain't on yet. Give me my money. I'm still on this earth. Oh, my God. All right, God bless all y'all. This is I heard somebody the other day say that they wanted you to remember their ministry. I want you to remember my ministry today, if you would. We minister all the time, and some of you who have never sent gifts, I'm asking you if you would help us send with your gifts. We've got so many things we're trying to do for the Lord here, and preparing for the convention and other things. So if you would just, if you could go to Walmart and send it to Bernard Johnson, Overland Park, Kansas, and get to me. Amen. Those who would like to mail it, they'll give you my mailing address online here and the way to get it to me. So God bless you real good. Give them my address if you would, please. One of you ambassadors, any of you would be all right. All right? God bless you.
God bless you. You want to send that if you go to Walmart Johnson, then at Walmart to Walmart. You want to send her to Bernard Johnson. That's V as in Victory, E-R-N-A-R-D, last name Johnson, in Overland Park, Kansas, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Park, Kansas, 66225. If you're mailing it, you may mail it to P.O. Box 26593. That, too, is in Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. Now, when you send it by the Walmart or MoneyGram, you're going to need a phone number to call and give your reference number. The number you would dial would be 913-406-4845. That number again is 913-406-4845. And let them know the reference number. God bless you, and we thank all of you for your gifts. Those of you that did not get to sending your $25 seed this week, you may also do that and use the same information. God bless you.
God bless you. I'm going to ask those who have an urgent prayer request. I'm just going to pray right now for miracles. Put your hand on any physical condition in your body. Or if it's a financial need, put your hand on your purse or your pocket or whatever it is. Make a contact in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank you because you hear me, Lord. And I thank you for the resurrection, blood of Jesus, that's real. I thank you for the oil of the anointing that destroys all yokes. I'm asking you, Lord, in the spirit realm, to let this oil and anointing drip on every problem. Destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. Under the sound of my voice, destroy every yoke.
Yes.
Fix every situation. Every person who's hurting right now. I'm praying for a sign that you would give them, that the pain would be relieved. Any person having headaches, any person having stomach aches, any person having aches in their body anywhere, that you would let all of the anointing drip on them and relieve all pain. Bring strength to every weak body in the name of Jesus. Give hope, give peace, give joy, give love in Jesus' name. Let us hear miracle testimonies of what you did, and we'll be careful to give you the glory and the adoration and the praise. I'm asking you properly, remembering what Jesus said in John 14:13. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified. I'm asking this in your name, Jesus, for the glory of the Father. Do these things, and let this be a miracle day in the lives and hearts and minds of these precious, precious people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And amen. God bless all of you. No matter what you're going through, remember that it's going to be all right. Amen. I got a feeling. You know what? I'm adding that to my service. At the end of my service now, I will be blowing. I've got a feeling everything will be all right. Remember that. It's going to be all right. No matter what it looks like, it's going to be all right. Have a wonderful weekend and give God the glory. We had a wonderful time on the youth prayer line last night. It was great. Thank you so much. All of you have a wonderful weekend and keep praising God. And we'll be on the blog line tonight to give him 1,000 thank yous, and tomorrow night and Sunday night. And we'll hear you back again on Monday. The Lord bless you and keep you. Yeah. It's going to be all right. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.